It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. On this day back in 1943, Jack Bruce was born. Member of Cream, along with Eric Clapton, of course. Jack Bruce born in 1943. He died in 2014 at the age of 71 years old. We hear White Room from Cream. Joining us on the phone lines now, Stephen Moore, co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, former Trump economic advisor. Find him on Twitter, at Stephen Moore. Steve, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. We have, of course, the jobs report recently, and the number that sticks out to me, the number of job openings in the U.S. is, if not mistaken, 7.1 million. Yet we only had 220,000 jobs created in the month. What's the reason for that disparity? If there are so many job openings available, why aren't people jumping at them?
Well, you know, the report came out on Wednesday that actually has the new number for job openings is 8.1 million. 8.1 million jobs. And yet, by the way, there are 675,000 open jobs in manufacturing and construction. And those industries lost employment in the last jobs report. You have 800,000 retail jobs open and almost no growth in retail employment. Warehousing, the same thing. Healthcare, a lot of open jobs, but not a lot of people taking those jobs. So we have 9 million unemployed people, 8 million job openings. And why is that? And there's a lot of reasons. I mean, people are still fearful of COVID, but by far the biggest reason is that we are paying people not to work. And this is very simple. You know, economics is not complicated. If you tax something, you get less of it. And if you subsidize something, you get more of it. And we are subsidizing unemployment. Most unemployed workers today are making more money collecting the benefits than they are if they go back to work. That's an insane policy. Our group, I did a study with Casey Mulligan, one of the top economists at the University of Chicago, and we had estimated on this show about 3 months ago that if we passed this crazy $1.9 trillion spending bill, that we would actually have 5 million fewer Americans working, and now it looks like we're right on tap. But this is so predictable. I mean, you can sense the frustration in my voice. I mean, how stupid are these people in Washington? We have the same phenomenon going on with prices right now. So this has been a really, really bad week for Joe Biden. I mean, first we have, you know, a lousy jobs report, then we get the biggest rise in inflation in 10 years. And, of course, if you're going to spend money and borrow money and print money, you know, there's going to be, you know, more inflation. I mean, it's only surprises me that it's taken so long to get here. But anybody who goes to the gas pump, anybody who goes to the grocery store or hardware store or tries to get an electrician, you can see the higher prices. They're as plain as the nose on your face. And Biden, by the way, was saying, gee, I don't see any problems here. You know, I don't see any inflation.
Now, Stephen, there are individual states and governors that are acting now to say we don't want to be a part of this program anymore that is giving people from the federal government $300 extra a week. This is going to be an interesting experiment, will it not? Some real world data on states that do and states that don't.
Yeah, just before I came on the show, I was looking at the latest number, because there were a couple of new governors so I think we're up to about 14 or 15 governors. I think they're all Republicans who have said, I don't think your Governor Whitmer is on this list.
I doubt it.
Unfortunately. and that's a lot, you know, who've said, you know, we don't want your money. We don't want your money. You're actually subsidizing people to stay unemployed and hurting our economy. Why isn't Whitmer on this list? You know, where is she? I mean, I keep hearing she's such an incredible governor. She seems like to me, you know, she's done almost everything wrong when it comes to COVID. And this is another example of this. I mean, get rid of the $300 a week benefits. I'm not saying get rid of unemployment benefits.
Right.
And you're not saying that either. I'm just saying, you know, the extra benefits might have. I don't think they were appropriate back a year ago when there were a few jobs. But now it's crazy. You know, we should be getting as many people back into the workforce as possible. Don't forget, you've got a lot of American workers who've now been out of a job for 14 months. That's bad for the economy. It's bad for workers. Bad for everybody.
And, Stephen, the Committee to Unleash Prosperity has an idea, has a plan for what to do if that $300 a week is done away with on the federal level, and it has to do with perhaps the infrastructure question federally. What's the plan?
So, you know, I was listening to one of the Biden minions on TV the other day saying, you know, gee, what's wrong with Republicans? Don't they want to fix bridges and roads and potholes? And I said, well, of course we do. It's just that your $2.4 trillion, you know, quote, infrastructure bill is all about, you know, the Green New Deal. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know, fixing bridges and roads. So, you know, my idea was, why don't we suspend, why doesn't the federal government suspend the $300 a week unemployment benefits because they're completely unnecessary at this point, and then use the $30 to $50 billion we'd save from that and use that to fix roads and potholes, you know, I don't think, and then we don't need any, you know, $2 trillion spending bill. We'll see. I've actually gotten a lot of pickup in the members of Congress. I've talked to the Republican caucus about this, and they love the idea. You know, let's repurpose this funding. Look, let me put it simple. We don't need to spend another penny on new federal government programs. Biden wants $4 trillion. Did you know that? $4 trillion more spending?
Yep. Yep. Trillions more on top of the trillions.
I didn't say billion. I said trillion.
On top of the trillions that have already been
exactly.
spent.
Exactly. It's crazy. And speaking, it is lunatic. It's like mad cow disease that we've had in Washington, not COVID.
Speaking of the spending, Stephen, that has something to do with these numbers we see this week on Consumer Price Index and the inflation data we're getting in. How big of a worry should this be for regular Americans here in Michigan, and what can we do about it?
Well, you're exactly right. That look, when this is again, this stuff is not, as my kid, my son would say, this is not rocket surgery. You know, this is pretty obvious stuff, right? This is more money being poured into the economy. You know, what is inflation? Go back to Economics 100. Inflation is too many dollars chasing too few goods. So you have the federal government just pumping all this money into the economy and the Fed printing it as fast as they can, almost literally dumping $100 bills out of helicopter windows. And then people say, gee, prices are rising. Well, how's that happening? Well, this is exactly what you would expect. Now, your question about how long this is going to last, I don't know. I mean, the Fed would have to pull back on the money supply, right? They have to pull back here so that we don't have this extra inflation. But so far, the Fed hasn't done that. But I'll tell you one thing that's going to really feed inflation is another $2 trillion spending bill, money we don't have in Washington. I mean, no household can keep spending and borrowing like that. No business can. So why do we think government can do this?
Yeah. Stephen Moore, he is the co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Their website is committeetounleashprosperity.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Stephen Moore. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
All right. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. Stephen Moore, one of the great guests out there, great economist. And again, you can find that plan that the Committee to Unleash Prosperity is talking about on their website, committeetounleashprosperity.com. Organization also involves Steve Forbes and Arthur Laffer and Phil Kirpin, a previous guest from this morning, are all in the principals on the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. So not a bad group of people over there, that's for sure. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We are rolling through hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll hear a little bit. I want to replay. And again, look, I know, you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci has been wrong and has had to reverse himself many times throughout the course of the pandemic. But people listen to him. He's a frequent guest, and we should know, we should be aware about what he's saying, because there are people who really do take his word as gospel. So let's know what he's saying. He talked with Jake Tapper yesterday. We'll hear a bit of it next here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.